Okay, okay. Everybody, raise your hand if as you were hearing that, all you could think about was Benny Hill. Okay. Now raise your hand if you're like, who's Benny Hill? All right, everybody put your hands down. That was Boots Randolph with his 1963 hit, Yakety Sax. Boots passed away in 2007 on tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually the anniversary of his passing, so I thought I would play some Boots Randolph for you. Before that, the Cramps asking that question about your cat doing a dog thing, and, you know, at least I think that's what about. Is it? Is that what it's about? Anyway, start off the entire set with some Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love. You know what? We are coming up on midnight. I Want Your Love. We've got a UFO mock coming to you right after this quick announcement.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, it is just now the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. So if it is a Friday night, if it's a Friday night, which good chance of that, it's midnight. If it's a Tuesday afternoon and my encore presentation of my show is happening, it's 5. It's 5 o'clock. But either way, it's at this time I do a thing called the Midnight Mock. I take a word, performer, artist, and play some tribute songs. Songs about it. Songs that fit within what I call the mock. Before I get into this mock, because you are anxiously awaiting me to do that, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae and hip-hop to doo-wop and all the stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They actually pay for quality used records and CDs. The good news is no collection's too big, no collection is too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. So tonight, and this afternoon, it is a UFO mock. And I'm not talking about the band UFO. So for like three of you, sorry, I am not talking about the band UFO. I am talking about UFOs, those unidentified flying objects we see out in the world. Because today is World UFO Day. It's one of two World UFO Days. There's one on June, I think it's 24th, and then there's a July 2nd World UFO Day. Because I believe the July 2nd one marks the crash out at Roswell that people noticed and the whole UFO thing started. So you know what? The Mockster, I have arranged, I think I've got 10 songs. I've got at least two sets of music that I'm going to do of UFO songs. And what are those songs? Songs with UFO in the title. So that is what the mock is tonight. I appreciate you listening because you know what? I'm starting off the mock with the Eels. I am starting off the mock with the Eels.
Saw a UFO in the sky last night. Made me wonder if everything's gonna be alright. Searching the skyline for a little light. Oh, it's gonna be back next year. Maybe I don't have anything to fear.
Tenant towers and distant hopes. I've measured happiness with telescopes. Well, I've been face to face with what my future brings. The reels they turn, recording blips and pings through the white noise and distortion. There's a message I can feel. Just give me one sign that you're real. Spend their Friday nights. Well, I've seen evidence no one would dare dispute. Witness accounts make up my life's pursuit. And in those photos, there's a sadness and a message I can feel. Just give me one sign that you're real.
Touching the sky. Bye.
Adrian Belew wrapping up a mock from his Young Lions album. Not wrapping up a mock, just wrapping up a set of music. Wow, the mockster's losing it. He is losing it. Well, he lost it years ago, but Adrian Belew with Looking for a UFO here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Why? Because I'm looking for a UFO, because today is World UFO Day, one of two World UFO Days. There's one in June and one in July. The July one commemorates what is the supposed date, the anniversary of the date of the crash of whatever happened at Roswell. So I figured, you know what? Instead of going into the 4th of July, I am doing a UFO mock, and we're halfway through it. Yes, I'm there. We're there. It's 20 minutes into the hour, and let's see what we already played. Before the Adrian Belew, how about David Bowie? David Bowie doing Born in a UFO. How about some Guided by Voices? Yeah, Class Clown spots a UFO. Tullycraft in there as well with The Lonely Life of the UFO Researcher. And start off the entire set, that first set. There's another set, that first set from the Eels, from an album they put out called Useless Trinkets, which was B-sides, soundtracks, rarities, and unreleases. That was one of the unreleases, a song called Saw a UFO. Speaking of seeing a UFO, have you seen a UFO? Have you? I know I have. I have. And then I later found out it was maneuvers of an Air Force base in Florida. But that, I thought it was UFO, like the way it looked. And then we realized, whatever, I digress. It is World UFO Day. I am the Mockster. I am playing songs for you. Already wrapped up the first half of the mock. Let's do another half. Let's do a second half, because you can't have a first half without a second half. You can't have a mock. Apparently, you can't have a mock without Mojo Nixon.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story you ain't gonna believe. It's about UFOs, big rigs, and barbecue. Well, I'm squishing armadillos out on Interstate 10. Heading out of Houston once again. Man, I seen some shooting right across the sky. All covered in fur with one big eye. Shut the hell. So I stomped on my brakes, let my baby unwind. I'm having me a close encounter of the diesel kind. Then the spaceman spoke and sounded sort of funny. Kind of like a Yankee banker all out of money. You know what he told me? He said, well, UFOs are big rigs that come from outer space. Stopping off at the truck stop. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You know what we got? We got Pips white bread and ice cold beer. He was eating so hard he didn't even stare. And that boy was ugly too. Said the waitress reminded him of someone who was far, far away. Took another white pill, another long day. Everybody now. UFOs and big rigs. Space alien said something that was music to my truck driving, carbuncle butted ears, let me tell ya. Well, out past Mars ain't no speed limit. Said he owns a space truck, he don't rent it. And his back was aching, could he somewhere get him a massage?
and out of the door walked the spaceman. If you think it's back at last, I saw it happen with my own eyes. A million miles from the Milky Way, 100 years from a month and a day. Zero, zero. Stars in the sky, I hear the queen of the alien side. If you think it's a pack of lies,
That is the band Hookers. Still is the band Hookers. Just when you're like, hey, dude, are you guys done? No. They're like, this is UFO. What are you talking about? Come on. What? Oh, now. There it is. Nope, now. Trying again. I'm just trying to end the song. I'm just trying to have them end the song so that I can tell you what the song was. I'm trying. It's my job. There it is. I'm talking about Hookers here on the Viva LaMock radio program, wrapping up a set of music that was doing a mock for. It is World UFO Day today. And as I mentioned, it's on July 2nd to commemorate the crash at Roswell. In fact, they say World UFO Day is an awareness day for people to gather together and watch the skies for UFOs. So look outside. Maybe you'll see one. Maybe. That mock took, I should tell you the songs in that mock. I mean, goodness. Moxer, come on, get back on the ball here. So that was Hookers doing a UFO cover. So, yes, I did throw a UFO cover in there. I threw a curveball at the L. That was Hookers doing a Rock Bottom. Before that, the Ramones from their Brain Drain album gave a 00 UFO. Played some Screeching Weasel in there with I Believe in UFOs. Husker Du went back to New Day Rising for books about UFOs. Told you, Husker Du songs are making two appearances in the program tonight. And the immortal Mojo Nixon started off that set of music with UFOs, Big Rigs, and Barbecues. That gets us to where we are now, which is about 41 minutes past the hour. Yeah, we've got 19 minutes left, so I've got to squeeze at least, let's say, one more. I think that's probably what it'll end up being, is like one more good set of music in that I've got all queued up and ready for you. But before I get to that, I haven't reminded you that Speck Brothers, not just the brothers themselves, but their pizza. So not even them, their pizza. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. You can find them. They're located on Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK or visit them online at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725, speakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can always send us an email at pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get into that last set of music I was talking about. I've had this one queued up for a while. We've gone all over the board because that's what the Moxer does. He goes, I was going acoustic. I went punk rock. Well, I haven't gotten overly twangy, have I? I've kind of gotten semi-twangy, but let's do a good country set. And what better way of doing a country set than kicking it off with the Man in Black, paying tribute to James Garfield, our president, who was shot literally 140 years ago today.
Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low.
Me and my brother was down close to the depot when I heard the report of a pistol. My brother run out and come back in all excited, and I said, what was it? And he said, it was a report of a pistol. And then he said,
Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low.
Lord, I knew the president was supposed to be at the depot that day, and we just wouldn't believe that he was shot. But we run over there, and there were so many folks around that we couldn't see him, but some lady was standing there crying, and I said, ma'am, what was it that happened, ma'am? And she said, Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield been shot down low. Well, everybody drifted off towards home finally, and they looked like they felt about as bad as I did. But in a few weeks, I heard that the president was still alive, and I told my brother, I said, let's get on that train and go to where he's laid up hurt. Well, when we got to his big house up there, I asked the fella, I said, who was it that did it? Who was it that shot the president? And he said, it was Charlie Gateau that shot Mr. Garfield. And I said, Charlie Gateau done shot down a good man, good man. Charlie Gateau done shot down a good man low. I heard some fella there that had been in the house to see the president, and I sidled up to him to listen to what he was telling, and he said, Mrs. Lucretia Garfield was always at his side in the heat of the day, fanning him when he was hot. He said that just that day, the president said to Miss Lucretia, he said, Crete, honey, he called her Crete. Said, if something worser happens to me, after a while, you get yourself a good man. And Miss Lucretia said, James, she called him James. She said, I won't hear to that now. Said, I love you too much. But he said, you'll make some good man a good wife, good wife. You'll make some good, good, good wife. Said, don't pull in single harness all your life. Well, a few days later, I come back to where the president was resting, and it seems everybody was crying. The flag was hanging halfway up the flagpole in front of the house, and everybody looked so sad. And I asked the soldier boy there, I said, is Mr. Garfield? And he said, yeah, he's gone. Gonna lay him in that cold, lonesome ground down low. Gonna lay him in that cold, lonesome ground. Well, they laid the president by that long, cold branch. Mr. Garfield's been laid down low. Mr. Garfield's been shot down, has been shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low. Mr. Garfield's been shot down.
Oh, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, oh, gal, and you cry and moan and say it will work out. But, honey, child, I've got my doubt. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, now don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying, I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave, and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. Every time you make eyes at me, it's true, gal, and you cry honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave, and I see no sense for this crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
You have no way of knowing, but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
You're listening to WRCT's Friday Extravaganza, Viva Le Mac, where the time is exactly 66 minutes past 42 o'clock MST, Mach Standard Time. That chime reminds me that I should invite you to listen to the most eclectic folk radio show in Pittsburgh, WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. I'm your host, Mando Richard, and I play everything from Merle Haggard to Michael Doucette to the Mavericks to Maurice Chevalier. Tune in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and streaming from WRCT.org. And now, back to your regularly scheduled Mockcast.
Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise.
Well, get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes my way.
Did I not tell you that Dave Alvin would make a second appearance in my program? Yeah, that's him performing with the Knitters, doing Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild. Would you believe Hermann Hesse, who wrote the novel Steppenwolf back in, I think it was like 1927, from which the band took their name. He was actually born, now it's yesterday, but July 2nd, 1877. Before that, how about some Conway Twitty from 1973? That song was released 48 years ago yesterday. You've never been this far before, which is kind of a really, really creepy song. And it's also creepy to know that it was the song of the year. It was the song of the year back in 1973. Some Greenbrier Boys. Greenbrier Boys doing the first version. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees wrote it. The Stone Ponies had a small hit out of it, but a different drum. That was the original version. Ralph Rinzler of the Greenbrier Boys died back in 1994 on July 2nd. He was a mandolin player, if you were unaware of that. And one thing, you know what I didn't know and I learned about the Greenbrier Boys as I was kind of doing some research, Eric Weisberg, who passed away a year ago in March at the age of 80. Eric Weisberg, you may know from Dueling Banjos. That was like the big hit he had. Well, he was an original member of the Greenbrier Boys, but never actually recorded anything with them before he had left the band. And then the man in black himself, Johnny Cash, starting off the entire set with his version of Mr. Garfield, who was shot 140 years ago. That is yesterday as well. Those were all yesterday things. I just couldn't squeeze in. And, of course, if you're listening to my Tuesday Encore edition, that was like 4 days ago now. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. A couple little pieces of business I need to get to before we wrap up the program as we are putting a big bow on it as you are listening. Oh, I should tell you before I get to that, my back.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Vansabon. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match. I'm the pyre, I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name's Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Solomon used on lock. I am the pull-up, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark, thanks a lot. My name is Mark.
It's also time for a thing we like to call the Viva La Mach Show. Hey, guess what? I am the Mockster. That was Lou Reed introducing me with his song, My Name is Mach, from the Rock and Roll soundtrack. And normally, if you listen to the show regularly on a Friday night, you hear the Mockster play a nice little set of music, and then I backtalk all those songs. And this time, I started right out of the gate, coming to you because it is a special show. In fact, all of my shows throughout the month of May are going to be special shows, and I wanted just to let you know that they're going to be a weird combination of new and old. And how do I mean? Well, first and foremost, normally if the monster can't make a show, you would hear some sort of automation. Well, now in these modern times, the Mockster has decided that he can do best of Viva La Mox, and that's what I'm going to try to do. So I am taking old shows from the month of May, and I'm replaying segments of those shows for you. Now I'm going to tell you, today's May 14th. It's Friday, May 14th, or if you're listening on my Tuesday afternoon encore, it's Tuesday, May 18th. So, yeah, there's some current stuff in there, and I'm going to kind of mix in the current